Right now, panel, we want you to answer some more questions about the week's news. Paula, more evidence that the economy is in tough shape. The Boston Globe reported recently that they've had to scrimp and save and do without. Who are we talking about?
Someone has had to scrimp and save and do without?
Yeah, somebody you wouldn't expect to do this.
In Boston?
In Boston. It's not specific to Boston. That just happens to be where it's happening.
They've had to scrimp and save and do without, what, at Fenway Park?
No.
At the Four Seasons Hotel?
No. I'll give you a hand. Many of these guys are now down to just one pinky ring.
One pinky ring. Who wears a pinky
Paula.
Ring?
Paula!
Oh, the mob?
The mafia, yes.
I've never gone out with a mobster. I had no idea they wore pinky rings.
What does the mob cut back on, Zach?
Well, that's the thing. Things have gotten so bad in the New England mafia that reputed underboss Carmen the Cheese Man D'Annunzio had to stoop to delivering a $10,000 bribe himself, in this case to an undercover FBI agent. The economy, as well as arrests and a lack of discipline among younger members, has lowered the mob's fortunes. According to the Globe, New England mobsters are now resorting to delivery jobs or peddling electric toothbrushes in the street, even shoplifting.
No.
Well, it's true. When asked about the mafia's decline, tough guy Louis Franconi said, quote, "Welcome to Olive Garden. Can I interest you in our endless pasta bowl?"